Chandu, the magician. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The makers of White King Soap present for your enjoyment Chandu, the magician. Today, Chandu, master of illusion, offers you one of his mysterious and amazing tricks. Chandu calls this trick the Assyrian Money Changer, and it changes pennies into dimes. You want this trick? Want to mystify and entertain your friends? Want to be a magician just like Chandu? All right. Get that White King box top, send it with a quarter straight to Chandu, Los Angeles 21, and receive your first Chandu magic trick by return mail. What fun you'll have saying, "See this penny? I lay the penny on the table. Now I cover the penny with the mystic ruby block. So coot, I say. Then remove the block, and the penny's gone. Now it's a silver dime." The trick is easy. So easy a child can do it. But it is clever. So clever it is very hard to detect. Start your collection of magic tricks right now with Chandu's Assyrian Money Changer. Just send 25 cents in coin and a White King soap box top to Chandu, Los Angeles 21. Be sure to print your name and address plainly. In the medieval Balkan castle where he and the regents are living, Frank Chandler has discovered by his occult powers that the strange Russian, Dmitri, whose association has already meant death to many of his friends, is a master of the ancient secrets of black magic. But neither Chandler nor Dorothy knows of the dark spell Dmitri has cast upon Bob Regent, and Bob himself does not realize what has happened. Meanwhile, at the foot of the tiny tower stairway, hidden away between the thick stone walls, they come upon what seems to have been an old library. Except for books and papers scattered over the floor, the room is empty. Then Betty discovers an outer door hidden by a threadbare velvet curtain. She opens it on the rain-swept courtyard at the back of the castle. Chandu, the magician.
Well, there's nobody out here.
Darling, he's gone now. Come away from the door. You'll be soaked.
Well, he can't be far away. I see him. In the bushes there, by the wall.
He can't get out this way.
Stay there by the gate. Now, you, get out of there. Give me that knife.
No.
That's better. Now, come inside.
No.
Come on, I tell you.
Si, senor. I come.
Pick up his knife, Bob.
Hey, do you know who he is?
I can guess. Go on in. You were so anxious to get in there.
I was only looking for shelter from this storm.
You'll get it. Inside. Close the door, Bob.
I'm cold and wet. Is this the way strangers are treated in this country?
Frank, he's the man we saw running through the garden the day we came here.
I thought so. All right, what do you want?
I was lost in the mountains. I come down the mountainside and see this castle.
You were standing outside the door with a knife in your hand.
It is only good sense to protect myself in this country where...
You're lying.
Let me go. There's a man, Timberg, once
out. No, you don't. You came here to meet somebody. Who was it?
Frank, I'm going to send Lugos down to the police.
No, senora. You will not,
all right? Wait a minute, Beth. Wait a minute, Dot. I've seen this man somewhere before.
You have?
Cairo, perhaps. What's your name?
I am Vicente Gomez. And you have not seen me before.
Oh, yes, I have. In Roxor's rooms in Cairo, just before the fire.
Holy Moses!
No, it's possible.
You were in the outer room with Bean Sapa when I came in with Abdullah, the Bedouin.
Como? But that man was Fua, the sorcerer. Pero es usted el mismo diablo. It was you.
And you disappeared when the fight started. I remember now.
Uncle Frank, why do Roxor's men have to follow us all over the world?
Yeah. And how'd this guy get into the country anyway?
Bob, let Uncle Frank handle this.
Well, they practically went through the train with a vacuum cleaner the day we came here looking for stowaways.
Well, the answer is that someone sent for him. Well, Gomez?
Well, one must live, senor. I wish I had never seen this country. The devil has his mark on it. I wish I had gone to Istanbul where I meant to...
You can tell me the story of your life some other time. Who was it you were here to meet? Jan Metzos? Dimitri?
For Pete's sake.
I am in this country on private business.
Listen to me, Gomez. If you're found here with me, you'll be suspected of selling out to me. Do you think you'll live long after that?
Then let me go.
It's Dimitri, isn't it?
Si. Si, senor.
I bet he's just saying that, Uncle Frank. Dimitri wouldn't do a thing like that.
You don't know what you're saying, Betty.
But, Mother, even if Dimitri
Betty.
Is...
But, Frank, what can you do? You can't keep this man here.
I'm not going to. I know his kind. They're a plague all over the Near East. Spying, selling secret intelligence to anyone willing to pay for it.
A man must live, even in this accursed country.
You won't be here long.
Get care of this here.
I mean you won't be here to meet Dimitri. And pass on whatever you've learned.
You think you will banish me by sorcery, huh?
Oh, no, no. You're going for a long visit with the gypsies.
Gypsies? Oh, no, por favor.
You mean a gang of Estabans?
No, I'm expecting Lupu sometime today.
Who, Uncle Frank?
And Lupu's the chief of a Balkan gypsy tribe, Gomez. They'll be gone all winter.
Oh, no.
By the time you get back, your secret information will be 6 months old and worthless.
Well, that's a lot of trouble. Why don't you just whip him over to Tibet or someplace by magic?
Because he might manage to reach a telegraph office.
Bueno, senor. I will tell you the truth. You will pay me?
You don't know what the truth is.
Pero, senor Chandler...
You will be dressed as a gypsy. The country is full of them, so no one will notice you. In the darkness, you and Lupu will vanish.
Spend the winter in a gypsy wagon? No. I will not do this. I will shout... They will hear me down in the town.
I think not.
Por qué no?
Now, Bob, listen. I want you to go down into Lubova and buy a bolt for this door.
Okay. Only if somebody wants to get in before I get back...
Gomez won't be letting anybody in. I'll be right here with him.
I'll go with you, Bob.
It's pouring rain.
Look, it's not so bad now, Mother. I'll go and get my raincoat.
Well, all right.
Go back into the other part of the house, will you, Dot? When Lupu comes, bring him here.
I will, Frank, but...
Go on, all of you. Now, Gomez, you and I are going to have a nice, confidential chat.
Boy, it's sure coming down now. Oh, you shouldn't have come with me, Beth.
It wouldn't be so bad if they had sidewalks. Ooh, it's like a ghost town, Bob. Where is everybody?
Well, in a rain like this. Doggone it, I don't see why nobody has any bolts. What do they put on their own doors?
We've only tried two stores. And I still don't think they understood what you wanted.
They spoke English, didn't they?
If you can call it that.
Anyway, you know I showed that last fellow. I made motions with the door and... And he understood me all right.
Oh, dear. That sounded as if it was chasing us. Bob!
Yeah?
There's a gypsy following us.
Oh.
Oh, don't look around now. Hurry up.
Oh, you've got gypsies on the brain.
I have not.
Brother, fine day for a murder.
Bob! You don't believe me, but I know he is.
Well, we have to go around this next corner anyway, so if he goes by...
Hurry up!
When it rains here, it doesn't fool around.
Oh, Bob, run!
Don't be silly.
Well, it's so dark, you'd think it was night. And that man sneaking along behind us. You see, he did turn the corner.
Well, let's stop here. I'll ask him...
You will not! Come on.
Look, we came down here to get a bolt for that door, not to run a race with a gypsy.
Maybe it's Stas, the one that came to the castle that first day. He said we'd better get out of the country or else.
Oh, I wish I'd left you home. Oh. Look, Betts, if you're so scared, I'll take you over to the consulate. You can stay there with Mr. Mason till I come back for you.
Oh, let's turn down here.
Oh, now you've got me looking over my shoulder. Gosh, I wonder if he really is after us.
I know he is. Why would he be out in all this rain without even a coat?
Oh, imagine a gypsy with a raincoat.
You seem to think this is funny.
Betts, do you think we could find the consulate again?
Well, we've only been there once, and it's so dark and nasty.
Oh, look, this is crazy. All we have to do is turn around and wait for the guy to catch up.
And then...
Well, I know what I'd do if you weren't along.
You'd get into a fight, and he's probably got a knife a yard long.
Turn here, Betts. There's a store of some kind. See the lights?
We can't telephone to Uncle Frank. There's no phone in the castle.
Probably not in the store either. But you can go in there while I find out what this guy's after.
We can both go in, Bob. He can't do anything with people all around.
Well, I want to know what he's up to.
Oh, you're just trying to sound like Uncle Frank.
Well, can you see him running away from a gypsy?
No. But I'm not going inside.
What?
I'll just stand here as if I was looking in the window.
After the way we've been dodging around corners, that won't fool anybody.
Oh, now, stand right here in the light so the man in the store can see us. If anything happens...
Now, don't look so scared.
I am scared. Oh, Bob!
Oh, I knew we couldn't fool him. Here he comes.
To be a magician? Would you like to mystify your friends with magic tricks? Chandu the magician has a magic trick for you. Chandu calls it the Assyrian money changer. It changes pennies into dimes. And we'll send it to you for just 25 cents and a White King box top. This trick is fascinating. Listen, you lay a penny on the table, cover the penny with the mystic ruby block. So coot, you say. Then remove the block. The penny's gone, and you see a bright, shining silver dime. Wonderful, isn't it? And it's so simple, you can do it not once, but again and again and again. Your friends will never catch on. Now, to get Chandu's Assyrian money changer, just mail 25 cents in coin and the top from a box of White King soap to Chandu, Los Angeles, 21, California. That's Chandu, Los Angeles, 21. And remember, nothing washes like soap. There is no soap like White King. You'll love White King. Chandu the Magician is based on the original radio drama created by Harry A. Earnshaw and is written by Vera Oldham. Betty and Bob are played by Joy Terry and Lee Millar. The makers of White King invite you to listen tomorrow at this time when the story resumes. Chandu the Magician. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.